What's up, everybody, and welcome to
The Little Big Cast.
We are four players searching for that elusive game-life balance. On today's show, we catch up with all of our lives, and then the news, well, the news we cover kind of sets Robin off. It's a rage fest right here on episode 128 of The Little Big Cast. Welcome. Who's driving then? I mean, without Jeff, who's driving? Should we just make show?
Oh, we make show.
All right.
Hi,
welcome,
friends.
Everybody. We're doing episode 128 live. We'll do it live every time, don't we?
Technically live, and then we record.
And then we patch it up, like, and then we polish it.
Yeah.
And then we give it to you.
And then we edit out all of our mistakes, but you get the mistakes live.
That's true. If you're live, you get to enjoy the mistakes. So the hard part is knowing when we're live, because that's kind of a secret every week so far. But I am Drew Tyler. You can find me, of course, at Night 20, and I will be driving us through the show.
And I'm Robin Hazlett. You can find me at Robin Hazlett basically anywhere. If you Google me, I mean, pretty much if you Google anyone, you can find us.
That's true. We're going to take the show it's kind of a two-man show today.
Yeah.
We're going to tell you all kinds of things. We go through our lives, and then, of course, we talk about gaming. So it's kind of a game-life balance, this podcast that we do. Keeps you on up and up how to live the most life and get the most game.
That is true, Drew.
That's what we do. Speaking of, how has your week been? How much have you been able to accomplish in life and gaming this week?
With life, a dryer decided to be odd. And trip the breaker all the time. So this I am why we did not do the thing Wednesday.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. And so the electrician comes out and opens up the wiring panel behind my dryer. And this like twisted, gnarled mess of melted aluminum and plastic. It's like, well, this is your problem.
Oh,
it wasn't tight enough. I'm just like... thank you, previous owners. But anyhow, it was an easy fix. My house did not burn down.
I was going to say, it sounds like a dangerous thing. Like, it could have been a full-on, like, melted house.
But you know what? I think that the trend for this house is that it's...
It's just annoying? Not death trap?
It's one of those, like, gotcha houses. It's like, I could have been so bad, but I wasn't. So that was my interest of the week. And I got one of those little fidget spinner deals.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I made sure to email my daughter's teacher before. I was like, is it okay if Layla brings the fidget spinner?
Oh, right, because that's kind of become this.
Because
like,
now it's turned into this, like, oh, please don't bring these horrible, awful things into the classroom. But it's interesting, and now she's one of the more popular kids because she has one, and
oh boy.
I am the Nazi parent who won't let her give it to anybody else.
They become like currency. The kids are switching them and trading them. My little girl was like, so-and-so's bringing me a spinner tomorrow. And I was like, really? How much? She's going to give it to me free because I don't have one. So then she gets a spinner, has it for a day, maybe a day and a half. I did hit her in the head with it. I was doing this trick where you put it on your nose and you spin it, or your head or something. But then I went and moved my head, and it went, instead of falling, it like zipped off, and it landed on one of the kids' face.
Well, it's centrifugal
force,
sir.
Right, it just went bam. So then I learned my lessons. But no, then she sold it the next day. She got like $5. So she basically got a free one from a friend and sold it to somebody else for $5. And I was like, this is an interest. Like,
no, they've got some like... Those kids make up some really strange, like, barter systems.
Yes.
Like, those things and Beyblades and Pokemon cards. I mean, it's...
Oh, did I tell you?
It is intricate.
It was... I was watching the most ridiculous things ever banned at schools, and it was, like, top 20 list.
Mm.
And in the middle of it was Pokemon cards, and I laughed and laughed because that was my kid's school.
Yep.
They were. That was where that came from. In fact, the source was a Utah blog from my kids' elementary that they had banned Pokemon because the kids were overtraining them or like trading them and making riots. One kid was like throwing out like cards to people and causing mass riots.
But yeah, that's life as far as game has gone. I'm trying to motivate myself to get past to where I can get the flying car. For Final Fantasy 15.
Oh,
because I've got all the pieces.
Oh, yeah.
But then I landed right in that, you know, like chapter 8 through 13, like speed run that you do.
I've not even gotten that far.
You just land in this, like, series of chapters. It takes, like, an hour and a half to progress. It's just like boom, 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 boom. That was the chapter. Go. And so now I'm stuck in a place where I don't have the regalia, and I'm just like, I want my flying car. Like, I don't care about saving anyone anymore. I want my freaking car.
That's the story that now.
That is my motivation here.
Do it. Do it.
Screw the crystal.
That's funny.
And last, I have restarted World of Final Fantasy because I haven't played it in so long. I completely forgot.
That's the cute little one, right?
Yeah, that's the little chibi one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because I completely forgot every single game mechanic in there. So I just restarted it, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. And what I love, my favorite thing about this, is that you can fast forward through the conversation, so they don't even talk really fast and be really annoying, like blah, 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 blah. But they just like stop the sound and move the cutscene real fast.
Thank you.
And you can stop at any time. So like, oh, this could possibly be important.
That is interesting. I'm trying to think. In my gaming, little one, 5 year old, now six, nearly six. She begged us to start over with Horizon Zero because I finished it and I was enjoying it, and I'm still kind of trying to pick things up. But she was like, "Dad, I want to see that part where Aloy jumps and turns into a big Aloy." You know, that when they cut
the transition.
It was the Lion King transition.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did. I gave her the control and laid on the couch, and it was kind of fun to watch her play up and through that because that's what she wanted to see. And then when she got past that, and it was the part where she starts training and learning more mechanics than just running, then the 10-year-old took over. But they were really enjoying like starting over on that game. So that is kind of fun.
I love video games.
That is fun to start over.
It's so fun.
Master Dugong threw in there, back when we were talking about the fidget spinners, he said back in his day all he had was the fidget Rubik's Cube.
Oh, yes. Oh. And then I got like one of those little fidget cube things. I'm like, well, this is interesting, but it makes too much of a clicky sound, so I can't do this subtly.
Many of it is click, huh? I still love mine, though. I still, all the time.
So tell me of your world.
The only other thing that I think I have done of interest this week in life world is we're prepping every last minute to just do things for Africa. So today is shopping for all the treats and things we're stuffing in our bags. Yesterday I went to the airport with the 30 people that are going first because they left yesterday.
Right.
And I'm shooting a documentary, and so I was there.
For the launch.
For the launch, right? For everybody there. And that was kind of fun to be there and watch them all do their things. But they told the kids one check bag apiece because every kid is going to have a bag that they're sending to Africa. Mm-hmm. Like of, I think it's feminine hygiene kits for girls, reusable feminine hygiene products. And so it was fun to see all of the kids just like checking in. They had their one bag and then they had one that they're bringing for the team. And then somebody donated a whole contractor's pack of tools because the last year, 3 years ago, they went, they couldn't find saw blades and they didn't have much of the tools they needed. So one of the engineers that's going was like splitting up like saw blades in this bag and a portable saw in this bag and then saws all over here. Like it was just funny to watch them like zip it all up and split it all out so it didn't disappear. But
TSA is going to have a blast with that. It's like there is a full saw blade in this.
In the middle of feminine napkins. Like,
yes. It's like when she gets really pissed off.
We're passing out weapons along with. I was really excited though. It was really fun to see them go and to have them all hug their families and leave. So I got really excited because I was just like, I want to go now. I don't want to wait a week. I want to go right now. So in a week is when I leave. And then there's a whole like, for 24 days, like, how do you take care of your kids and who has them? And so I've made up this, like, handoff page. It's like, mom and dad have them for this many days, and then they hand off to this family, and then this family gives them to that person. So that's been my current mess. In gaming, I played Horizon Zero, so I've been hunting flowers a little bit. And what was it? There was another game that I started. What was it? Abzu. I played a little bit because it was a free game, so I got that one out and started swimming around. It was not quite enough to hold the attention of the 10-year-old. She was learning, like, it wouldn't swim where she wanted to go.
Oh, yeah, that's like instant piss off.
Right, because she's used to, like, walking. Mm-hmm. And so this one, it's like, walking is the trigger, and this is the direction. But that was still fun to play with her. And then I thought there was one more that I started to do that was, I didn't even do Tales from the Borderlands. She wanted to do that. She's like, it's like a choose your own adventure. I was like, yeah, it's a Telltale game. You just pick mm-hmm. answers. I said, I have to do it first before you do it. I can't let you.
Yeah, there's some dicey right? parts for a 6 year old. Like yeah. I had, you have to do like a debriefing with the kids. Like, you know, you take them to see Guardians of the Galaxy, and it's like, look, I'm gonna tap you on the leg every time they say something that I'd never want you to say again. Okay.
And that might work. I don't know if I even dare to do that because my kids take that as like
store it's a
these
challenge.
In your, yep, store these in your mind and say them whenever you find it humorous.
Mm.
But yeah, there's a little bit of that. So that and starting Aloy over again was fun for the girls, but kind of light on the games because it's go time.
Yeah, because you'd need to, you know, vaccinate yourself.
Yes, yeah, I gotta get ready to go.
Well, you're like a little pet. You're like a brand new puppy that we bring home, and it's like, gotta get my vaccinations.
I had to get my papers, and I get my vaccinations. Yeah, I'm excited though. That's gonna be good. But that's about it. So being summertime, I had to get a bunch of gear ordered. So we got a big giant grant. So I'm buying gear left and right, and then it went from buy it by the end of the fiscal year to buy it by the end of May, and I'm gone for two weeks of May, right? So it's like, you have 6 days to spend $150,000. Can you do it?
Yeah.
Challenge accepted. Let's go.
Of course you can.
So we're pretty close to having that wrapped up, but that'll be brand new cameras, new lenses for these. So that
sexy.
Better lights in here, and a new switcher panel for producer Jake. He'll be excited about that. So that's all kind of fun stuff that's coming in, but that's it. That's life.
I like it.
That's good. I haven't mown my lawn for 4 weeks. That's starting to show.
Chris Posh.
That's the balance, right?
Exactly.
Sometimes
you know what?
Gaming slides in above yard work. Totally acceptable.
Like always.
Like always. Like it's a guarantee. It's when I run out of games that the yard will get done. And
when I go outside, that's when I notice these things.
Totally. All right, shall we roll through? All right, folks, and on to the news. It's time. Santa Monica Studio sales going on right now. That's one of the big sales. That's news number one if you're into sales when you want to pick up the big games. And you said there was a flash sale as well that probably even ends in like 2 or 3 days.
A lovely flash sale going on PlayStation and PSN with some pretty decent titles, actually.
Yeah, No Man's Sky is almost half off.
I know, I'm going to get so much flack for saying, oh, yeah, No Man's Sky is pretty good. No, it's not. It's the worst game ever. How can you even like that? I hear it. It's in, like, I have the critic voice in my head.
Even at $24, though, I think it's a fantastic game for exploring. They've added a whole set of elements and bases and things. So I think it's definitely worth the $24. So if you were holding out until it went on sale, it's a great one to dive in.
Basically, if you really like exploring and you really hate people,
yeah,
you want to do that game.
Yeah, then
there's
just
no humans.
Build some things, own some things.
You got some aliens that don't even speak your language. You just kind of piece it together, and then you give them heridium.
Yeah, and you keep giving it. So I'll probably go back to that a little bit, and it might be until after Africa, but I think I want to go back and visit and build some more bases and stuff. So that's on my list.
I build bases.
I want to build some bases and things. And then if you look at the Santa Monica Studio cell, there are games that you'd probably recognize, like the God of War series, The Order, Twisted Metal, Battle Royale, the PlayStation All-Stars.
Yep.
But everything is in like $2 and $3.
Yeah, and like Flower and Journey is on there because they're like that game company is the Santa Monica Studios is the incubator company for that game company.
Okay.
I love that they called it that game company because it's so cute. It's like that game company. It's like,
you know
where do you want to eat? Oh, we're going to name the restaurant something different. What do you want? Something different.
Unfinished Swan is good too. Have you ever played that one?
Oh, I really liked that
one. Fun. It made me a little bit sick, but I was playing with the motion controller, so it was like throwing paint there. So I enjoyed that. Everybody's Gone to the Rapture. We played that as an indie game before. There's a lot of great ones in here, and they're for pennies. So if you are looking for games, jump in Santa Monica Studio sales. We'll have links in the show notes. But that's a great list. Good news on that one.
Yeah, and they also have a sale going on for the Final Fantasy Kingsglaive movie.
Oh, you're right. Which is it's like half off the Kingsglaive movie.
Yeah, it's half off of just like a general steaming pile. It takes like I want to like it. I want to like it so bad, but I don't. And like it hurts
because it's a bad movie or just it's not the right timing.
It's just awkward. It feels like something started and it never stopped. And I understand that this is supposed to be able to flesh out the world that Final Fantasy 15 is set in. I get it.
So we watched Kingsglaive.
We watched Kingsglaive.
And then
we read the comics.
Oh.
And we watch the shorts. And then we get to play a little bit in the Final Fantasy 15 world. And you still cannot convince me that Noctis has any romantic feeling at all for Lady Lunafreya. Like, there is no connection there other than, like, I see them, like, high-fiving. Like, that's the level of connection that I feel between them.
Up until that point, if it's you like, read, or...
I have Seymour chemistry with a bucket of dead fish.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's a movie. It's interesting enough, but yeah, you need to drop that sale price just a little bit lower for me.
Not enough to
nope,
get you on board.
Not even worth $10 to me.
Wow.
And this comes from me.
And this is interesting. I mean, they're trying to do transmedia, like this is where the story is, and then you get to interact on this part of it, right? Kind of join in. And there are a lot of games that do that now. But you were telling me Final Fantasy 15 is not doing it right, or
I don't think that they're doing it quite right. I think that they need to. They do a lot of. If you look at the example for Overwatch, because Overwatch
talked about a lot about
yeah, because they stripped out every piece of story that could kind of weigh it down, and focused just on the fun game mechanic. That's what makes it fun.
Okay.
And then you get to look at the comics online and see kind of how their stories individually play into each other. And that, in and of itself, is fascinating. And then you get little hints like the pregame banter lines that happen for each character. And that kind of hints, like, you can still go on and enjoy Overwatch without knowing all of the backstory and the lore.
Right, the game is there.
But for those who... you know, go into the comics and check out the lore, it's like, oh, I know what they're talking about. It's kind of like, you know, a little hidden Easter egg for you. And I think that's really nice. And they make you work just a little bit for it. It's like, go to the site, read the comic. Whereas I think that my big problem is that the story for Final Fantasy is behind a paywall.
Uh-huh.
Because you have to buy the movie, unless you're a pirate. And then you have to go and... like, I had to hunt down Brotherhood on YouTube.
Oh.
And, you know, put it on subtitles and call it good if I was going to figure out where, you know, Umbra the dog came from.
Oh.
And, like...
that sounds like a lot of work.
It's a quest. Like, you really, really have to want this. Like, make the story available, but don't charge me extra so that I can have full understanding of it.
Right, right.
So I guess that's my problem with it.
Because I can see that. Because it's Overwatch, it's all there. And if you want
it's free content.
You go and find it. And it's free content. And it certainly enhances the full gaming experience. The gaming is what, I mean, one's an RPG, and I think Overwatch, I never play. Is there a there's a campaign? Or is it all just like multiplayer?
Protect the payload, get the control point.
So interesting. Two different game styles would have different ways. I mean, one is kind of an RPG is story based. Like that's the whole point.
Oh yeah, that's the heart of it. Like if you don't do that, and then you don't have this game.
Put so much story behind a paywall or to make it part of. I mean, it's.
This is where my very slim itty bitty bit of ethics that I have left remaining after my years of being completely and totally jaded. That's where my ethics come into play. It was just like, if you're going to make a game, don't make me keep jumping through hoops to get to the game.
To get the game. I mean, we all love story.
Yeah, so. Give me transmedia, but don't charge me for it.
Yeah. Well, then they look at that and they go, what's the ROI? Like, if we're going to put this much effort into creating all this backstory and other content.
Yeah, your ROI from me is a big fat middle finger.
That's what you get. Nice. That's the sound.
That's Robin's rant for the day.
And I have a feeling there's a few more rants coming up. Not much news because E3 is around the corner, and so I think people are kind of holding off to be announcing things there.
Yeah.
But I found this one interesting. Very few gamers are interested in buying Project Scorpio or the PlayStation Pro. That's a study that Nielsen did. So
why?
Why is in the article? Let me tell you. So they said. So this is kind of, I think, the findings. But before we do the findings, I want to look at you and I are geeks, so I like to look at the methodology.
Where's the survey?
Right?
Like, how did they do the survey? What was their sampling method?
How many people sampling, right? My wife was telling me, as we went out on a walk this morning, she was like, you know, they did this story on one of the stations, I think it's Channel 2, and they talked to 14 inmates, and I was like, that's it?
That's
14? The sample size? That's 14? And she was like, and so I was like, okay, so that's anecdotal. That doesn't help much other than to be like, interesting.
Yeah, like there's no generalizability to that. If you wanted to do a qualitative study, that's great. But if you wanted to like extrapolate this into something that's greater than this, no, screw you.
So tell me what you think of this. This is Nielsen Games. They did a report with a comprehensive breakdown of consumer habits in the U.S. gaming market, tracking everything from the shifts between consoles, mobile, PC popularity, to the rise and growth in new technologies like VR. So it's pretty broad. It also does a deep dive into just how much both the average American and the average gamer knows about the industry and where they might spend their money. Survey data collected data using 2,000 interviews with 50-50 male-female split. So okay. 2,000 interviews. It's a
wow, interviews?
Interviews.
Interviews, not wow.
Like, not surveys.
Wow.
Although, and the raw survey data is then weighted using the census information to extrapolate insights to the general population. So that sounds survey still, doesn't it? They use the word interview, but it sounds survey-y still. 2,000 is not very money.
I will bet you anything that what they did was they created a survey, and one of the questions was, would you be willing for us to contact you
and look
for an interview to get more qualitative data?
Perhaps. Here's what they found. For Project Scorpio and the PS4 Pro that's out, the numbers are neither all that stellar nor all that surprising, they said. According to the study, just 14% of gamers over the age of 13 had even heard of Project Scorpio.
Well,
hard to believe because we're there. We talk about it all the time.
But I can totally get
that. Hobby gamers or...
No, not even like hobby gamers, but just like the general population. They tried to make... Okay, so let's look at Microsoft and Xbox. Mm-hmm. So Xbox One was trying to be launched as this entertainment singularity.
Right, for like the family.
Remember,
realm,
like
everything.
This is going to house your TV, your streaming capabilities, your gaming. This is going to be your all-in-one.
Hey, like,
this
collection.
Is where we get the one idea. Entertainment device. And they have worked so hard to push that as Xbox One, Xbox, Xbox, Xbox. But they have done almost nothing to, the marketing as far as Xbox One went. Remember all the hype that built up to it?
Yeah.
And then we've got Scorpio. Like, that's cute. Like, is there some, like, weird astrological thing going on? Is there, like, a little scorpion?
I always think of scorpions. And baby scorpions.
Scorplet.
Scorplet. That's the cutest thing ever. Scorplet. I like that.
Yeah, well, that's what it's going to turn into if they don't like actually work to promote this, because people see as like the Project Scorpio as like this Project Manhattan thing that has no application to the everyday person. So they have not made that on the same level as of understandability and applicability as they did with the Xbox One.
I can see that. I can totally see that. The PlayStation Pro, on the other hand, because it is out, it is launched, had 27% had heard of the PS Pro. So they're almost double had heard of that. But I wonder if after E3 we're going to see a whole different, like...
I would be interested
to see that.
If it's going to
start to shift. How much marketing they're going to put into it past that point. When they get a release date, when they... And PS4 Pro had kind of incremental boost, and the Project Scorpio is going to have a much bigger boost. But it feels like both the Xbox One and PS4 Pro are still in their, like, they're still kind of in their generation, right? They're still doing their things. They're not done yet. They're still fresh.
We haven't exhausted the systems.
To have like a console generation and have an upgrade in the middle of a generation.
It's just like, what are you doing? It's like, it's one of those things where I feel like I'm being milked for more money again. And that's when I get pissed.
And that's what it says. Only 15% of gamers said they're interested in buying the new console. Yeah. Or 13% said they're interested in buying the new Scorpio. Like,
and
it makes sense.
Yeah, and also for the fact that it's like I'm interested in it, but it doesn't mean that I'm going to shell out the extra funds that I would need to buy a whole new system.
I think we'll see a little bit more traction after E3, but yeah, it's we're all still pretty satisfied with what we have. I think the only reason why we picked up a PS4 Pro was because I needed a system for the Twitch room, and that And that was it. That's legit. That's the only reason why I just might as well get the increment. But people that have their systems, have their consoles, they're not going to be trading them up.
You haven't exhausted my system yet, so I'm not going to exhaust my wallet.
Yep, until they get like 4K TVs, and that's also not in very many houses at this point.
Not really.
Very, very few. So there's our news number two.
And make it accessible.
Yeah, just do it. News number three, I'm going to let you have this one. Game Alan Wake is being pulled from Steam and the Xbox Store after this weekend. So there's a big sale, 48-hour sale to kind of sell it off. So tell me why, because you were telling me this.
Here, I have an app called Appy Gamer. And what it does is you get to choose what certain things you want to hear about on your phone. And so I have a constant stream of just random gaming things, Twitch news, whatnot. And one that popped up right before we were going live is Alan Wake is 90% off as expiring licenses see it pulled from stores. And I'm like, how do you not license your game? So you check out the article. It's from US Gamer. And you go a little bit farther into it, and Remedy Entertainment is saying, hey, we're having a 90% off discount sale starting on the 13th because we're taking it out on the 15th.
48 hours to get it. But it's 90% off. That's a great
deal. Oh, yeah, fantastic deal. Wonderful deal. Do that. But the reason that it's doing that, the tweet reads, after 5:15, due to expiring music licenses.
They put music
you dumbasses.
They put music in that they only had limited licenses for?
Yep.
Expiring.
So, and I quote, the game used a number of real-world tunes or end-of-episode stringers, including Space Oddity by David Bowie.
Great track.
The Darkest Star by Depeche Mode. And In Dreams by Roy Orbison. Great selection.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
They didn't actually buy the rights.
Full perpetual license.
Right. They didn't buy the full perpetual license, so the music is now expiring.
I just started to think of what goes through their mind when they're setting that up. It's like, okay, we can only afford this much, let's negotiate this much, and then we'll cross that bridge later. But now that it's like in stores and operational, now they've got to pull it out until now. Are they talking about relicensing or we're going to work this out, or is it like grab it while you can, we're done?
Remedy Entertainment said in this statement, quote, we are looking into relicensing the music for Alan Wake, but we have no time frame for this. Mm. Remedy negotiated music licensing for Alan Wake's American Nightmare, and we did not negotiate the licensing for Alan Wake's licensed music. Oops.
Yeah, I think that's an oops.
How do you screw this up?
Wow.
I mean, there is a checkbox, like a little list of things that you make sure that you have. And not blowing up your freaking game is one of them.
Wow. I'm really surprised that I can see how it could happen, but it's also like, and maybe they got into talks, they had plans, and they just stretched out longer than they wanted or something.
Right, and maybe they just needed to get, here is our release date. They are not willing to negotiate a fairer price. We'll go with this, and then we'll renegotiate later, and they just never got back to it. Yeah, I get it. And, you know, with my life, I understand. Things happen, and you forget about things, but...
I forget about a lot of things.
But, man, you...
But you should have, a team and a checklist to be like, did we do this? Did we do this?
And you know what? You get notifications that licenses are expiring, and they want you to renew those licenses. So they tell you, years, at least a year, maybe a couple months in advance. But this is like, hey, we got until the 15th, guys, and this just came out.
That's weird.
Just oh, God. I'm sorry. I have to deal with FCC and radio stuff all the time.
This.
I'm just
you
like, are
this.
You stupid? Pay your sound exchange crap.
Well, if that weren't enough rants for the day from Robin, I have one more in our fourth news of the day. And
I'm just revved up.
I find this one interesting. So I'm going to throw this on the TV behind us and try and get it in front of us as well. This is IGN's list of 100 RPGs, the best RPGs of all time. I've already poked a few of these and shown Robin because you got a list in Game Informer, right?
I got my little Game Informer magazine with the pretty little cover. Now Layla has it because she's like, oh my gosh, it's the prettiest thing ever. And you take it then.
So you've seen a list.
Yeah, so I flipped through it and checked out where things fell. I agree with most of it. And I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So you can pull up the thing that if you want to go and
how about
and,
we set it
yeah,
up
but and if we'll, you, you, yeah
So we'll set it up. We'll talk about what's here, and then.
So Game Informer listed one of my favorite games, of course, the Final Fantasy VII. I am not blind to the fact that it is not the best RPG out there. I am not dumb, because I'm just not.
I didn't even know there was 100 games. just kidding. Like, if you ask me about RPGs, I could name like probably 10 and have 3 or 4 favorites.
Because you're a puzzler.
I am a puzzler. I still love the RPGs. Like Dragon Warrior from like the early days on the NES. Like that was Dragon Warrior.
Okay.
Okay. I'm old. I'm an old school.
It's okay.
So I know I'm not going to know a lot of these.
We still love you.
But let's look at, for this list, let's look at what their criteria were, and then I'll run through them and we'll find some of our favorites and see where they land.
Operationalize the criteria for me, Drew.
Okay, so what they said was, main elements we examined: story. Is it compelling, well-written, or uniquely told? Presentation, sound, music, visual styles particularly strong. Character progression. Is there satisfying decision-making when it comes to building a character, choosing combat style, or other decisions in the game world? Combat. Is it fun, innovative? Does it ask the player to make interesting choices? These sound solid. These sound like solid criterion right here.
I understand that.
Systems. Is there an interesting dynamic between various meta systems? Because you hate systems?
No. I hate the word interesting. Interesting is a total BS word.
Okay.
It's like, because is it interesting?
That is very subjective. Anybody on that committee or that team could be like, I find that interesting.
Where it's like, I find it interestingly crappy.
Yeah, I don't find it. Okay. Interesting.
Frick, Drew.
There's another word that I find that's kind of similar to that, and that's the word upset. It's still kind of ambiguous. Like, upset can be, like, put out, but it also be, like, pissed.
Yeah.
Upset. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're diverse. It's a hard to define genre. It was important for them to nail down what qualifies. So, to qualify, they had to have a persistent character progression, including player-exposed stats, combat that is a significant part of the experience, choices and consequences, story, exploration, and character building and customization. So, I'm just going to hit the bottom 5 or so, and then we'll drive through. Mm-hmm. So, at the bottom of this list, EverQuest.
Evercrack.
right? Because this is MMO, right? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is almost
18 years old. Man, we had friends that lost, like, relationships and houses and just... Wow.
It made the list. It made the list on the bottom of the
list.
Man,
how sad is that? It's like, oh, yes, I devoted, like, so much time of my life to it, and it comes in at 100. It's like an honorable mention.
Not even honorable.
He
puts too much time. Yeah, wow. Okay, 99, Wizardry 8. Are you familiar? That picture looks awesome, though. I'm a fighting cat? I might get on board with a fighting cat. Titan Quest. Fable 2. I did play Fable 2.
Yeah, Fables.
No, see, I love the Fable series, 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. I liked 1 a lot better. 2 is good. 3 is... Okay, but...
Peter Molyneux.
97. Like, I find it hard to believe that there are 90 other games that are better than Fable. I'd still put it up in my top 15, 10. I liked it. It was back in the day when I actually played on an Xbox. I had one. Yeah, okay. Torchlight, Pillars, Front Mission.
That's nice, sweetie.
Bard's Tale.
Bard's Tale. Oh, my gosh. Bard's Tale.
Back from 85.
Oh man, no! They did a remake of that.
Oh,
and there's like a drinking song in it. It's like, a long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea. Down came a man. His name was Charlie Mops, and he invented a wonderful drink. He made it out of pops. Hi diddly dee, and then so on and so forth. That just happened.
Yeah, that was.
They did a remake of Bard's Tale. Wow. Not the original, like, 1985 when I was born, Bard's
Tale.
Right.
Holy cow. Thank you for that treat. That was wonderful.
There you go. Oh. And you sing that in order to woo a barmaid with, like, giant bazongas.
That's kind of what... Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. I've been watching The Hobbit with Peach, and so the bar... It was kind of like... It was kind of that. A little chanting and singing. All right, Betrayal at Krondor, Freedom Force, Divinity. All right, I'm going to start zipping down here a little faster.
Yeah.
So these are interesting. Dragon Age Inquisition at 89. I started it. I didn't love it.
I kind of did the same thing, too. I'm just like, I'm going to try this, really.
It was probably because I was playing Witcher right before it, and this had such clunkier kind of a run to it that it felt really hard to get into. The story was there, but I couldn't play through. I didn't have even thought about getting back onto it. That's why. Kingdom Hearts 2 at 86.
Oh, Rachel's going to die.
That seems also... I enjoyed a lot. Mm. Huh.
Mm. Interesting stories mode.
Let's go ahead and dig right into
interesting combat.
What Robin is always...
Chrono Cross at 85. Oh, love that one.
Which Chrono Cross?
I had fun with that. Not Chrono Trigger. Chrono Cross. I know I'm not saying that Chrono Trigger was bad. I just never really played it as much as I did Chrono Cross. Okay, don't hurt me.
Here's one of the Dragon Warriors.
Dragon Warrior.
But again, that's like number 7, and I played 1 and 2. I think Ultimas. Yeah. Do you remember the Ultimas?
Yeah, I remember those.
I used to play the Ultimas back in the day, on the PC where it was like flat and you'd move little guys.
God
around.
Mode. Top down.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. I'm pulling up. Let's see. We did the Valkyria Chronicles. We played some of that.
Yes.
About 10 years old. 77.
Wait, isn't that Jeff's favorite?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, he really enjoyed the story, and it was very much.
Oh, Betty's dying really right
this
now.
This one had interesting game mechanics because it was like this. You'd plot your point out. This is what I'm thinking of, right? You'd plot your points out, and then you'd be like, "This is my action, and I get so many action points." So it was a very interesting mechanic.
That was really interesting.
It was interesting.
Like the word interesting and innovative and synergy and all these stupid buzzwords.
We all love Ni No Kuni on the show. It hit 67, and for me, that's like top two.
It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I love
it. Interesting game mechanic.
Should we read what they say about it? Let's see.
Oh,
Adventures of Oliver and his companions, who include an oddball fairy named Drippy, as Oliver tries to save his mother. Its unique combat system paired well with Pokemon-like creature collection element, while its world brimmed with fantastic sights and sounds. Most notably, Ni No Kuni's visuals were heavily inspired by famed Japanese animator Studio Ghibli, makers of films like Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, and Ghibli provided the game's gorgeous animated cutscenes.
You have never watched Princess Mononoke?
Not Mononoke. So. I've seen Spirited Away. Oh, I'm not an anime guy. Okay,
we're going to have a movie night.
Okay.
We're going to have a movie night, and be ready for Sky to have a brand new favorite movie.
Because
this princess is a total badass. Total badass.
Maybe I need to just so that she can have...
Yeah. No, she's going to have a new role model.
Mononoke.
Yeah.
All right, I'm putting it on the list.
Mm-hmm. I have it. I have the DVD, or Blu-ray, rather.
Oh, okay.
Technology.
I can. All right, so number 64. This one is the one game that has escaped me all my life. I played... So if you go down to, like, 61 on the list, it's Lunar Silver Star, which I'm currently playing on my... they have an iOS port. So I play on my iPad or my iPhone. This is my Smash Time game.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it's the one that this is one of the first RPGs that I played so much that I like didn't eat, sleep, or drink for 3 days because it was so fun. Mm. Like I enjoyed it. It was kind of that God mode, and I really love this one. And it was a day before I left on my mission where you don't get to play games for 2 years.
Oh,
is
my
the
gosh.
Day that I found out that one of my best friends had been, you know, and this is, what, a year or so? It was there. Like, the Eternal Blue is the follow-up, the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the day before I left that I pulled it off his shelf. And I was like, you didn't tell me that you had part two to this story. And so I was really angry. And I'm still, to this day, I've not been able to find this. Because to play this, you have to, it's old, like, Sega CD, but...
Sega.
Even if you played on a PlayStation 1, I think the discs are all like $75 or $85.
Yeah,
like you just can't find it anyway.
Like it's antique store action.
Yeah, it is, and that's why I haven't gotten it, and that bugs me. There's a lot of the Tails games on here. Let's see. I did not know that there was a Super Mario RPG. Did you know that this? Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The Legend of the Seven Stars.
Mm-mm.
I did not know.
There's probably a reason why.
There might be. This is what might start a firestorm here. The one, the only, the favorite, Final Fantasy VII.
What the hell is wrong with you, IGN? What in the 52. Actual hell is wrong with you?
52.
Putting this action at 52, there is some, like, I don't know who peed in your cereal, but honest to God, like this unique character development, like they give you an entire, like half of the reason why I think the way that I do about, yeah, you just kick back. You don't even have to talk, Drew. You're good. Like half of the reason why I think the way that I do is because of the concept that were introduced to me when I was 13 playing Final Fantasy VII. It's like, oh, this old Gaia idea and this, oh, like we're all like connected through one energy. Oh my goodness, how fun would this be? And 52. Okay, so
52.
The, like Game Informer, I'm not saying Game Informer is better, but
where did they put it? Do you remember?
That was 18 that okay. they put it. I'm like, okay, I'm not totally biased that this is not the best game, but that's okay.
But for you, 52 is still like an insult.
52 is like, you're freaking nuts.
That's interesting. And
you know what? They're going to have like something stupid. That no, topped it.
Yeah. Well, here's the ones that.
Oh,
here's
wait,
the ones.
wait. Oh, I already see Xenoblade Chronicles.
Xenoblade's up there.
And
Stardew.
Screw you guys.
I want to play Stardew. I've heard a lot of good things about Stardew Valley. Persona 5 is already, you know, just barely got released, but it's there. Xenoblade, Dragon Age Origins. I'm trying to remember. There's a couple more Tales games on top of it. Final Fantasy 9 beat out 7. Yeah.
It was fun, but it was not above 7. Like, there was depth. To 7, and then not like the Save the Princess, Save the World. Like, you, man, kill off another character like Aeris, and then you can talk to, me.
If you have to kill like, somebody for it to be interesting?
You have to permadeath someone, and then watch the gaming community just crumble. You can even like look at message boards now, and they're just like, I wrote a chapter in a 100. Greatest video game characters of all time, and I wrote mine on Aeris, and like, her death was so huge. Like, that's a compelling story. That's an interesting character
that's
development.
Interesting right there. That is interesting.
Man,
let's hit a couple more of these. Wow. Fallout's there at 38. So there's Fallout. the original, right? From 97? Neverwinter Nights.
Screw your criteria, dude. Screw your criteria.
Baldur's Gate. I played some Baldur's Gate back in the day.
Uh-huh. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, beat your Final Fantasy.
I'm like 20 places.
What? This one. I played Ultima 4. I quite enjoyed Ultima 4, the quest of the Avatar. That's one of the main Ultimas that I played. Final Fantasy 12 is there.
No, just go.
Just keep going.
Just
okay.
Go.
New Vegas for Fallout, Bloodborne, Mass Effect. Mass Effect hit 26. Mm. Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, right? So, let's see, what else we got? Final Fantasy 4 is clear up at 22. Would you?
No, just keep scrolling. Keep scrolling. This list is total bull.
There's
now.
Morrowind. No. Tactics is at 18.
Okay, Tactics was solid, but it is not.
It's not above 7?
They're like neck and neck. There were different things that were happening with that. There was a very in-depth story. It was an interesting game mechanic.
All right, let's take it from number 11 on. So you have Mass Effect 2 at number 11. Witcher 3 at number 10, which I'll totally agree.
Valid.
I'd put that in my top three. Like, yes. I love that game. Vagrant Story, I'm not familiar with.
That's one of Jeff's loves.
Maybe, okay, Vagrant Story. Diablo 2. I don't know. RPG? I don't know. I don't remember. I remember like just running through judges. But I guess in the scheme of things, it probably counts because it hit what they would consider. It just says the pinnacle of the isometric action RPG genre. It's very much more action, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Secret of Mana, which looks fun.
Okay, that's cute.
Planescape Torment. Do you have any interest in like playing some of these top tens, like to find out what they think, or are you already like you're off, you're just out, you're like forget these guys? World of Warcraft number 5.
You don't develop a character like I don't have a story that's built around a character. It's like I choose to be a blood elf and I'm going to start up a guild and play with MMO stuff. Like that isn't a character.
Okay. Pokemon Yellow. Pokemon Yellow. Baldur's Gate 2. Final Fantasy 6.
It's a good one.
Number 2.
That's cute.
That's cute.
That's cute. They've got this screwed up.
And then maybe they just missed
I'm
up the V's and the I's.
I'm trying to not blow up the audio for you.
And then Chrono Trigger.
Of course. Of course. Of course. Like, okay.
That, my friends, is the top 100 list from IGN, not from Robin. Robin would do it totally differently than that. All right. Just so you know. All right. I got to get my screens back. I don't know how to get my screens back. Do you want to rant some more while I fix my screen? Or do you just need a moment to like zen out for a bit?
I need to get the Headspace app open on my phone, and I need to have. I need like here. Look, I need to like.
Do a little breathe, or what do you got on there? A little relax, and it beeps you when you're supposed to relax.
Be still and take slow, deep breaths. And it's sensing my breathing right now. And this is a game. We are gamifying me relaxing.
But that was the news.
Here's our news and tangents.
That was the news. Do you want to do the drop and then we'll wrap it up?
Yep.
All right.
If you can angle the drop toward me.
I can. Although, is this the right day of the drop? Yeah, this is, well, this is once this week since we're a week into it.
Yep. All right. So this week for the drop, we have ACA Neo Geo, the King of Fighters 95, because we cannot go one single week without an ACA Neo Geo something or other.
It's good. At least you can pronounce it.
And we have Birthdays, the Beginning. You know, technically that would be the beginning because, like, you know, the birthday, and there's, like, a cute little dinosaurs in it that's adorable. We have Blade and Bones.
It's a Metroidvania experience.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And we have Bloons TD5. It looked like TDS on the cover.
It does
look like TDS. Like, And then we've got Butcher. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, that's like old school Doom.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
We've got Demon's Crystals.
Fun.
Complete with a dragon-winged woman with, like, fantastic knockers.
You said it, not me.
I did, because it's fact. Elliot Quest.
That looks like
so Kid Elliot is questing things. Oh, and we have Harvest Moon, Save the Homeland.
Oh, so it's a reboot from the PS2 days?
That's like, I don't know, it feels a little bit like England. We must save the homeland. For king and country.
It's drawn as a Japanese style, but it feels very British.
Yes.
Okay,
yes. Okay. I love the title at least.
Yes.
Then we've got Human Fall Flat. Oh my gosh, somebody made a movie about my life.
It says it's a quirky, open-ended, physics-based puzzle and exploration game set in floating dreamscapes. Your goal is to escape surreal dreams by solving puzzles with nothing but your wits and physics.
Well, that's
this is my kind of. I could do this.
That's your game, but that's my life.
Was it bad? So I worked an extra gig this last week, and just for fun, I did it for hot dogs. Actually, I worked for hot dog because it was a J dog. They're really delicious. So I went down and shot for a friend, and then the CEO of the company was like, "Hey, you're just shooting like on your own?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm just helping him out. He's got to run a drone. I'm going to shoot the camera." And the CEO was like, "Hey, give this guy a gift certificate to Amazon for $250. And I was like, "Okay." Like, unexpected money in a place where I can buy all kinds of things. So one of my first thoughts was, I will buy lots of games.
No, that's a valid first thought. That's what you do. That's what one does. I mean, I don't think that
it was bad timing because we always get our kids' birthday gifts on Amazon. And I've got a kid's birthday party tomorrow. And so 100 of it just went to this one child. And that's where it goes. And that's where it goes.
That's
I'm going to Africa.
Yeah.
I'll be okay. I'm going to be
okay. All right. We also have Last Stitch Goodnight.
Okay.
Lethal League. And Loco Roco Remastered. Like, have you ever watched, like, Rocco's Modern Life and the two lizards that are just like, Rococo?
No, I've
yeah?
not.
Yeah, well, that's all I can think of. Like, I got my mom a Roku yesterday that I could get my PlayStation 3 back.
Back.
And I'm like, we don't need this much of a power draw. We just need, like, leedy bitty Roku. And then all I'm doing in my head while I'm putting this together is Rokoku. I'm serious. Watch Rocko's Modern Life and Rokoku.
All right. I will do it.
Okay. We got Moonshot Galaxy, NBA Playgrounds. Plobius? Polybius.
Polybius.
Wow.
A trance shooter. Okay, all right.
A trance shooter. Oh, my gosh.
There's a big metal bowl on the front.
Stay away from chemicals if you want to play that one. And we also have Resident Evil Code Veronica X.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or is it 10? Is it Code Veronica X? Oh yeah. I'm gonna go with X.
Okay.
Got Revenant Saga, Strafe, and that, my friends, are the new releases.
Wow. That's a hefty list, but they're all kind of like...
But it's also right before E3. Yeah. They're not going to be talking about anything that's actually interesting. So true. These are kind of like the ones.
But we could pronounce them, most all of them, so...
Yeah, obviously there was a lag in the Japanese imports.
All right. That's all the new releases. I guess that pretty much wraps us up. We could do this. We can say goodnight now. You now have all the news you need.
And you've heard my rants.
You've heard all the rants that you probably need for an entire day. We should just ask if you have RPGs. Like, was there something on that list? Go look at the IGN list. It'll be in the show notes. And tell us what you think should have ranked higher or what you have loved. That will be helpful. Tweet us.
Rage with me.
That's kind of what I'm asking
rage.
For, right?
The please, uprising is real.
Please support Robin and her raging. But you can reach us at LittleBigCast or LittleBigCast.com or on Facebook, The Little Big Cast. Or you can get me at Night20 on Twitters or anywhere else to find me. And I don't rage that often.
Yeah, you don't get worked up. And then all you have to do is give me a top 100 list and say Final Fantasy VII is at the area. The man, that's all you got to do. That is my trigger button.
So you may join Robin at her Robin Hazlett's.
Yes.
And rage.
Yes. Just type in at Robin Hazlett on Twitter and it will pop up on my phone. And I will say, yes, my brethren, I understand your frustration and we shall not fall.
And that does it for us today. What was this? Episode 128?
It is 128.
Okay. Bye, all.